In Belgrade today, Serbian leader Slobodan Milosevic held talks with the Italian Foreign Minister Lamberto Dini. And outside Mr. Milosevic's residence, mass student protests carried on. From Belgrade, Paul Wood reports.
While Mr. Dini was seeing President Milosevic, hundreds of riot police turned back a column of students attempting to march on the Serbian leader's home in the most exclusive suburb of Belgrade. The confrontation passed off peacefully, but there's always a risk that as the street protests continue, things could spiral out of control, leading to a bloody intervention by the security forces. In fact, Mr. Dini said President Milosevic had promised him there'd be no crackdown on the demonstrators. But the Italian foreign minister also came away with little hope that the government would relent and reinstate the local election results where the opposition say they won. President Milosevic knows that as long as he refuses to reinstate the original results, Serbia's international rehabilitation is on hold. In particular, he won't get the valuable trade deals either with Europe or with America, which are so desperately needed to kickstart Serbia's ailing economy. But still, the Serbian leader makes no public statement which might hint at a climb down, while the opposition vow they won't leave the streets until all the election results are reinstated. For National Public Radio, this is Paul Wood in Belgrade.